Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Border and everything else that's going on around the world, and I tell you,
it's getting more crazier and crazier out there, isn't it, Virgil?
Yeah, it's getting totally insane. It's just off the hook.
Right. I tell you, I don't know what to say about it. I don't either. Well, we said last week it was going to get to this point, you know, and everything within, what, a week or two and everything. But, you know, Biden, I believe, is actually instigating this war with, you know, with Russia and Ukraine, because your king's like, what the hell's going on, you know, and everything. So, because the only SEL they're getting is from the news media. So that kind of
he's going to get a lot of people killed. He's going to get a lot of people killed because he's weak. He they don't take him seriously. The entire world. He's a bigger laughing stock than Obama.
Right.
And sending Kamala Harris anywhere to talk to any world leader is just a disaster waiting to happen.
Well, you notice she disappeared. Nobody, we haven't heard from her in the last couple months, so, you know. But, you know, I'm going to bring Butterfly on here. But I tell you what, brother, it's way beyond insane, you know. Wouldn't you agree, Butterfly?
Oh, hell yeah. I think Kamala's busy being out being cloned or some shit.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I was watching a lot of other things. I was just telling Virgil before, he didn't quite know what was going on, but Trudeau declared the Declaration Act and everything on the truckers. So he's looking more like Hitler now. And I pissed off a lot of liberals on TikTok because I'm like, you know, there's your little Hitler right there that you guys are following. Oh, he's done such a good job. You know, but it's nuts out there. But I've been hearing that you've been getting some help out there and everything. Why don't you give us a little update on what you saw some of your report and what you reported on yesterday and today. What you fill everybody in?
All right. Well, we have got people down here finally. We've got some volunteers. We're able to fill our holes, one of them with a semi. And that being done, most of our kids are getting traffic through between about 11:30 at night and 5 in the morning. And we've had boots on the ground down here filling these holes, and it caused issues for the government, the cartel, and Satan himself, because we got attacked by all three.
Yeah,
it was intense. It was surreal. It was surreal. We had that satanic convention going on in Phoenix. I'm guessing you know, you hear about demon attacks and darkness, and but when you see it, when it moves, when it attacks everybody, I got boots on the ground. I got everybody. I'll tell you, by the next morning, I got woke up to be reminded that we got to be praying before we get out there. We got to get that full armor of God on, because what we're fighting goes way beyond humanity's ability to be evil. This goes into straight darkness.
Oh, exactly.
And when we're,
on the last show when we talked, I know Virgil wasn't present, but, you know, we were all mad, and I figured once everybody heard the show, you'd get some help, and I'm glad we did that. But there's more people curious, because I put word out there about the satanic temples that are buying these kids and slaughtering them. And then they sell their workers. They didn't believe me and everything.
You
and this is actually what's going on. You
and
know.
They are, and there's satanic stuff on the other side of the wall. It is dark. It is dark. And I'm going to tell you something. Every one of them babies that came through, not everyone, in Jesus' name, amen, but most of those babies that came through, Super Bowl just happened, Valentine's Day at midnight, child sacrifice was adamant, child abuse was happening. Most of those babies that came through the wall I had a minute with are no longer on this earth, and the ones that are not okay. It's freaking heartbreaking. This is all wrong. and this is our tax dollars paying to take these children to these places to have this happen. So I expect more people to get down here, especially people who have kids or have grandkids.
And there will, because as we're growing the podcast, we're getting more listeners and getting more questions and everything and stuff. So everybody that's listening in, you can go out there and help out. And we'll give you details here in a little bit on that. But Virgil, you and I talked about this, about what's going on with Texas and Arizona years ago. Do you remember when we exposed the child trafficking there at the cement plant in Arizona and nobody believed us?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What happened? What happened?
Oh, they ended up tearing it down.
Mm-hmm.
They ended up demolishing it.
So this is what we want to deal with.
But it was real. It was real. It was a child trafficking pickup point.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I want to do is, and I was thinking hard on this. I couldn't sleep last night, but my diverticulitis was kicking up, and I almost thought I was going to have to go to the emergency room last night. But I was thinking on this last night, Butterfly, you know, the only way we can do some help, too, for these children and everything, once Carmelita goes down there, because I know she's on her way, going to be on her way down there this weekend and stuff, is get all the names. Get every name that you can, take pictures, take documents, find out who the temple is down there that's doing this. We're going to expose it. We want to expose it all and bring it down.
Well,
you know,
everything that's going on up here that these kids are being trafficked to, number one, we got a government that's saying the way to get through this wall is with a child. So now we got kids. And now we got a government that wants to pass something that says illegals get all the spat money. So now we got more kids. Our problem is child sex trafficking's going on. But this cartel's over here smart. They just push these kids through, and they know the government's going to pay these kids the rest of the way where they go. This, just like I said, and I just want to be so clear that this wall is cartel run. This is our country. This is our site. And if we're going to sit and get pissed off about it, maybe we need to come down here and do something about it. How about survivalists? You got your survival training guys out there hitting up the mountains all night long, staying out all night in the cold, proving they can do it. Come down here and do that. Come down here and do that. And when guys pass you up the camos and they got kids with them or they got drugs with them, confiscate them drugs. See where they're going. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. This is our country. Ain't the government going to do it?
Butterfly,
y'all sitting around lost your jobs anyway.
That is easier said than done. All right. These people carry fully automatic weapons. These people have been trained by the Mexican military. All right. That's
and
very
who are you?
Easily said.
And you know what? It's easier said than done. I've been down here I spent weeks down here by myself doing it. And guess what? I ain't carrying a freaking gun. So you know what? Whatever it takes, do stealth mode. Hide out in the bushes. The thing is, when I got down here, is I got a black wall and I got some cartel that wants to keep it quiet because they're making fat money trafficking. And I'll tell you, they came out in force. They came after my volunteers. They tried to start stuff and they tried to scare them. You know what? You're right. When you come down here, if you're going to stand up and fight against child sex trafficking, you better continue. You better understand that it might be with your life. But you know what? What a better thing to fight for. And if you're going to be out there, we've got intel. We've got Army, Navy, Air Force. We've got people that lost their jobs because they're smart enough not to get that freaking vaccine. They know what they're doing. They could come out here and do ops. You know what? I'll help supply. Well, I got donors. Get down here. Bring what you got. Let's fight this. We the people, without the government. We got to get these kids out. It takes us, and it takes being bold. And I'll be bold by myself. I don't care. I'll take bullets from a cartel. I will die doing this. I'm not letting my freaking country, the wall around my country, be used for child sex trafficking anymore. I'm not going to wonder where one of my grandkids went because they're missing from the front lawn because they got trafficked the other way through the border. This is that we allowed it to go this far. Now we give our lives to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the sad part about this whole thing is, you know, is that even though the government's involved in everything, you know, I really have no words, but it's just like with them being involved and stuff to expose them, to expose everything. We've been trying for how many years to expose them, Virgil? Quite a few years, huh?
We've been trying to expose everything. We've been trying to warn everybody for years and years and years that this was coming, that this was coming, and nobody wanted to listen to us. We got called everything in the book,
mm-hmm.
okay? And now all of a sudden, everybody wants to get up in an uproar, and they didn't get prepared, mm-hmm. and now people... The government is subsidizing laziness for people to stay home. People are losing their jobs. People are losing their homes because they can't afford to pay for them anymore because they don't have jobs anymore. And it's just hard to just for somebody to pick up, pack up, leave their family behind, and go worry about something else going on somewhere else. When they've got
mm-hmm.
upteen thousand problems created by this counterfeit president right there, in, you know, at their front door. You know, I sympathize
mm-hmm.
with the situation. I sympathize with the situation. But the government has put installed so much fear in people, you know, with the Oregon standoff, January 6th, persecution of people, and they've just installed such fear in people that it is unbelievable in America.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
mm-hmm.
you know, and until people really start losing their stuff, you're not going to get them to stand up. You're
mm-hmm.
not going to get them.
Well,
I'm sorry to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say that, but I.
No, and
know,
that's fine.
I know, this,
you know,
I know
what?
This modern society.
I know the modern society
mm-hmm.
too, but there are some of us. I lost everything. You know what I do have is my beautiful, amazing children, but my house is going. I'm losing everything. I'm living in a tent down here. I'm flipping shit and on freaking cactuses. This is my freaking country. I knew there are people that freaking get it, and I'm calling on them, all right? If you haven't lost enough to get it, then that sucks for you. But you know what? Everybody's got their own call, and I'm not saying everybody's called down to the border. But if God's in your heart and you're feeling a pull and you're finding excuses, drop it and come down here. You're going to lose everything. When you're fighting like I'm fighting down here and these volunteers are fighting down here, they know it. They know they're losing everything.
Mm-hmm.
They know, but we've already lost
it.
We get it.
Mm-hmm.
We get it. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone. Everything's gone except for
mm-hmm.
what we're fighting for, which is our country. So personally,
mm-hmm.
every material, I had my house broke into. Somebody got in my safe. They took my grandma's jewelry, all the cash I had left, all the titles to my motorcycles, my car, everything. All right. My house is going to crap. Everything that I left is going to crap. But you know what? It's stuff. Because when you see these kids coming through the wall, and some of these kids, they came home from whatever they were doing that day to find their mom's head on their freaking porch, and the cartel now owns them. They've been raped. They've been abused. Now they're being sent to this country to be more raped, abused, and sacrificed. And somebody's got to be there to meet these kids. You got to decide what's more important. And I'm going to tell you something. Being
mm-hmm.
down here in the freaking desert, breathing the fresh air, living out of a tent ain't half bad. All that bull crap going on our cities with our kids wearing masks at school,
mm-hmm.
the vaccines, the BS, everybody losing
mm-hmm.
their damn minds. It's time to step
mm-hmm.
outside the government and we, the people, make a change.
And
that means sacrifice.
Exactly. And I can relate to you living in the desert because I live in the desert. And believe me, the weather changes frequently, you know, and it's not, even though I live in a small apartment up here and everything, but still, yeah, it's peaceful out here. you know, and you don't have to worry about what's going on at third and everything, too. But it's like what Roger was saying, too, is that, you know, look at Israel. Look at Spain, New Zealand. They were all uprising. What happened to the United States? Where is everybody? Why aren't they uprising yet, you know? And these are the questions people are asking. It's like, well, Virgil said it. They're scared to death.
Not all of us. Not all of us. And those that aren't, I say stand up.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to stand up. Sometimes you got to throw a match behind you and just move forward and say, you know what, that was yesterday,
yeah.
Today's today, this is my country. I'm not going to stand for it, and I'd rather go down and rain a cartel bullets protecting a child than because I need a vaccine so I can keep my freaking job.
Right. And what's sad too is that, you know, this is everywhere. I mean, this is all over the place. But it took the truckers to get the entire world to stand up, pretty much.
Looking forward. Mm-hmm. Amen. Looking forward to some heading down this direction. We got one. And I'm going to tell you, the cartel's pissed, man. They messed with our radios. They messed with our phones. They tried scare tactics. They came after some of my volunteers. All my volunteers still standing strong. The next morning I got up and I told them, just like you saw, it's David with Goliath, man. God through us.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we're at. This is the times we're in. It's changed. If you're needed, if you got babies at home and you're raising them, doing the best you can, do the best that you can. People are having communities. They're starting communities outside the government, having kids in shared homeschools and working under the table and starting their own little grocery stores out of their houses, you know, with their garden stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. People are realizing this government's corrupt. Step on the outside, protect the country. Yeah.
That's
like
true.
To see it. Because I don't trust no damn politician, I can promise you.
Butterfly, I have said this once, and I have said it 10,000 times. Anybody that feels the need to ask if they can trust the United States federal government, if you need to ask anybody, go to the reservation and ask the Indians.
Mm-hmm. We had one on this show. She said, and she's running for governor, one of my best friends, and she's running for governor. And they are on her so hard right now. I argued with a state senator Friday, and I'm surprised I'm not in jail. But I argued with him for 4 hours because they're trying to take her out because she switched her party from Republican to Libertarian because the Republican Party here is so corrupt deeply. So they're throwing a fit. And they're trying to honor her, all the signatures. So I told the senators, I go, are you going to silence my voice saying I can't vote for who I can vote for? Pissed them off, and I called him a Judas, you know. And this is stuff that they're doing, you know. And the Republicans, Democrats, they're all in the same bed together. There's no more two-party system. And I'm sorry, Brett. I know you're listening to this show, but I'm including you in this, too.
Uh-oh.
So he's the one arguing
it is
with
true.
For 4 hours.
It is true. Everybody holding their breath and waiting for an election. And you know what? I don't give up. I don't give up. I know people, good people running, and I pray in Jesus' name that there is a miracle in November. But right now what's going on at our borders every day is coming up. So I would say work it out in your family. Anybody who can come down here, I've got two camps, one more comfortable than the other. You can rough it, or you can sit in this little community I've got set up over here. Well, I don't got set up.
Well,
I got set up with Veterans Off Patrol, but.
Right.
Well, I can tell you right now. Yeah. I can tell you right now. It would take about 20 minutes for you to run my ass off because I'm not built for arguing. I'm not built for arguing,
right.
And I'm not built for just sitting still. You know, I'm like this, darling. Bullets change governments way more efficient than votes. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel.
All right. Well right now.
And if some goddamn pinga-pinga, pointy-toe shoe-wearing, cockroach-killing in the corner motherfucker points a weapon at me, well, I goddamn guarantee you, we're going to dance. We're going to dance. I am not going to hesitate. I am not going to hesitate. And I will get a whole bunch of people in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, yep. You know what?
I am not going to hesitate.
Yep. Yep.
I have over 30 weapons at my house built, most of them built with my two hands, and I know how to use every goddamn one of them. And I have over 10,000 little friends, and they can all run faster than anybody. And I will use them. I have done it before, and I will do it again.
But I'm going to be honest. I don't think, Russell asked me this the other night, I don't think there is going to be an election. I don't see it. I really don't see an election coming. I think it's all going to be stock.
Russell,
you've
got
to have a vaccine passport to vote. That's that's going to be the thing, right?
Right. That's what Russell said, huh, Virgil?
Well, regardless, we got kids coming through this border. We've got this trafficking, and it's extensive and it's awful and it's sick and it's wrong, and the kids are going both ways. Cartels even using TikTok to have the kids driven both ways by our own teenagers. We've lost track of who we are as human beings when we're allowing this with our children. And so, number one, that's got to stop. Now, I've talked to several people. I've talked to truckers, and they want to come down and light this wall up. I talk to people that want to go get some wall and build it. They want to fill these holes in. This is our country. We have that right. I know we've got that right. I know the government says we don't, and they get to decide, but I don't think they do. I think if anybody wants to come down
here. Darling, if you want to fill them holes in, everything you need is right there at your sporting goods store or your local Walmart. It's called
when I first came down here, I had stacks of wall built 10 feet tall. Where's that shit at? I want to go back to where our wall is that we already paid for. Well, what I got right here is washes, and so the wall that has to go there has to be able to move a little bit with the monsoon so stuff can wash through. And that's what they were building. So these holes in the wall had stacks of wall material that were supposed to be built in these areas, but then the Army Corps of Engineers came and took it all. So where'd they take
that? Well, you got stacks of pipe all the way down to the United States that was supposed to be for the transcontinental pipeline. But got shut down.
Well, why can't we do that? Why can't that? It's all was paid for, though. That's the thing. The tax dollars had already paid for all of this. Who the hell are they to take our money from that and then turn it around and put it into trafficking
kids? Well, darling,
that's nothing new.
That is nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we work our asses off for the government, and they take more taxes.
You look on the government books, and I guarantee you, you're going to find where the Department of Defense paid $30,000 for a hammer and $20,000 for a toilet seat. Okay?
You know what, regardless...
For a screwdriver.
Regardless of all of it, what are we the people going to do? Are we going to sit and bitch and cry and complain? Or are we going to, you know, we have as much power as we know what our Constitution is, and we have as much power as our lack of compliance. So we can stand strong.
You have a government that has politicians in there screaming, bitching, pissing and moaning and hollering about free college education. More money for tuitions, everything else.
All that college money went
to
free crap.
Hold on. But nobody ever emphasizes on Nick Saban's $35,000 a year salary to coach a football team. $35 million a year salary.
All right. So point
being.
And
where is that coming from? Where is that coming from?
Right.
And so what are we going to do? Can we create under-the-table jobs? We got doctors and nurses who have lost their jobs because they don't want to get vaccinated. Can we create our own society and build our own freaking we've got the know-how. We're smart. Most of us out of work because of government cutbacks and all their BS. Why can't we come together? The materials are there. Those are our materials. We paid for them.
That's being talked about.
Well, I'll refer you to why you're not going to be able to do it, and you can look right down the road east of you to a place called Waco, Texas, and some people called the Branch Davidians. Look
all
what
right.
they did to them when they tried to start their own society. This government, this government is ruthless. This government will not take any chances when it comes to sedition. You start planting the seeds of sedition, they will chop you off at the knees and they will gut you, clean you, and have you for supper.
Well, you know what? They can do that. I'm going to keep fighting for it. I don't care. I'll take it there. I don't care. I'm not allowing it. I'm not going to sit there. You don't understand the fact that I've looked into the eyes of these children that are mostly dead now because they've already been trafficked through, and last night at midnight happened, and the Super Bowl happened, and I flipped and saw their eyes. All of them, hundreds of them. Okay? And the fact that there was two of us. Where's the rest of America?
You're preaching to the choir. You're preaching to the choir. I did 10 months in Beirut, Lebanon. All right? I watched kids sitting in bombed-out buildings with Russian infield rifles, Mosin rifles, sitting there, and they weren't fighting in a war. They were waiting for rats to come out from the rubble that were inside the rubble chewing on dead bodies to shoot those rats for food.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them big as a beagle hound.
Damn. All right.
What are we going to do? I've seen civil war with my own eyes. I almost got my goddamn head blown off. Literally, I got shot off the top of a Russian tank. And I'm going to tell you what, it is not what you see on TV. It is not what you see in the movies. It stinks. It's nasty. And it is unbelievable. And it will change you for the rest of your life. And I saw these children. I saw these Lebanese children. I've watched them babies, dead babies get pulled out of rubble and held up for everybody to see. I mean, newborn babies. So I know where you're coming from.
Okay, because when you say newborn babies, and I see newborn babies coming down the backs of coyote women who are not their mamas, and I know they're headed to be trafficked, these infants. And then I say, okay, this is our country. This is we the people here. They just walked through. The government's now going to pay our tax dollars that we've earned while we were working to make sure these babies are sent where they need to be sent, whether it's organ harvesting, satanic cult, or just child sex trafficking, or the adrenochrome, whatever, and nobody's here. Okay, how many people are not working? How many people are sitting at home? How many people are putting out memes being all pissed off about this? My point is, what are you going to do about it? Because it's gone too far. You're going all the way back in time bringing this up, and you're right. We allowed this, and we keep living life like it's not happening. Now we're woke up. Mm-hmm. Now we know it's happening. We know the government's taken our jobs. They've taken everything that we have, and they've made us bow down to them and comply to them. And some of us are saying, I'm not going to comply. So I'm saying, you're losing it all anyway. Sell your house, grab your tent, get down here to the border. Let's start here and work our way up. This is our country.
You're not going to see that.
I'm going to see it. I'm going to be loud until I freaking see it. I'm going to stay down here in my tent and do it myself.
Yeah.
I got 8 new volunteers. All right. They're doing it. They're down there. They're staying up all night. They're dealing with what they're dealing with. Satan himself freaking coming after the darkness, freaking fighting hard against us. And we're still standing. And I told them, I said, you're not doing this on your own strength. Do not create your own ops on your own strength. This is good versus evil. This is God versus Satan. And these children are being trafficked. And we're going to stand here and we're going to get these kids. Now, I get more people down here. I got ops running in the backs, keeping an eye on these camos. And I got people that could, we've got properties. We can set up tents. We can get these kids and get them to safety and give them hope, and we can take care of them. I got people who know Spanish. Bring them down so we can discuss with these kids. Do you need help? Can we help you? The most simplest thing to nothing at all, to just handing out a Bible with a phone number on it. I get calls all the time from the Bibles with the phone numbers because Lewis keeps damn forwarding his freaking numbers to me, and I don't know Spanish that well. But my point is,
right,
anything we're doing is better than nothing, okay? We've got room down here. I've got sleeping quarters. I got cots. I got sleeping bags. We'll get extra tents.
Okay.
I got donors. I'm just saying, this is why I'm on here, right? I'm letting y'all know we need people at the border. I will make sure you're provided for. Just bring yourself. Go to the Tucson airport.
Well,
I'll pick you up.
Well, darling, you know, you say you got all that, and that's admirable. That's hurrah for you and everything else. But you
not
see,
for me, God provides those things.
What you don't have is what the cartel has.
So?
And that's money.
Do they got God?
Money.
Do they got the God of Abraham on their side? Because if I'm God's hands and feet, I'll look at the cartel. They know who I am, and I know who they are, and I don't care. They can't touch me because I'm here because God called me here like God called David before Goliath.
Well,
I ain't going to stand there and say, oh, wow, you got the big sword and the big armor.
Right. Hey, Butterfly, wait till Carmelita gets down there. That will all change real quick.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's going down.
Oh,
she's leaving. I think she's leaving tomorrow. Virgil was, hey, you heard Carmelita the other night. Wait till she gets down there.
Yep, I've been waiting for her.
Wait till you meet her.
Yep.
All right,
wait
good.
Till you
good.
Meet her.
And I need more like her.
You,
bring her in.
Right.
Bring anybody in. People, grab your stuff and get the hell down here. You know what? 80 degrees during the day. It's beautiful. Night times are cold, but whatever. I got beautiful places to camp out at. You know, and I'm going to tell you, we did have to wake up the other night when we went under complete attack from the cartel, from Satan himself. When we went under attack, we had to remind ourselves, we are not here under our own power. We're here trusting in God.
Mm-hmm.
God, when Jesus knocked on his disciples' doors, they came out and followed. When any of them would say, but I got to bury my dad, but I got to do this, he says, let the dead bury their dead. I don't care. Follow me. That's the heart I got.
Mm-hmm.
That's the heart I prayed for. I asked God to give me that heart. I left my babies at home. I got my own issues going back up at home. But they don't amount to anything because I've seen these kids. This is our country. This can't be. And we can't wait till our kids are missing from the front lawn. You know, Phoenix, Arizona is number one for in the world for kidnapped children. Satan is built. Yeah. So this has got to stop, and we got to stop it. We have to stop it. Most of us are sitting home clutching unemployment anyway. Shit. Come collect it down here.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Do something. This is our kids. I want a better life for my grandkids and my kids.
Right. And you think that's bad, you know, the El Paso border is even worse, but it's worse on both borders and everything. And and stuff, but where you're at, from what I'm hearing and seeing, you know, I think if we can stop it right there in time, if we can put a stop to it, we'll see a flag right up there to pass the border too, you know, and everything. But it's going to take a lot of doings. But once Carmen Maria gets down there, see, them cartels are going to really be pissed off over it.
Yep.
Well, my point is it's time to stand up on our own and stop waiting for a corrupt government to fix anything. You know, we got to do it. We got to stand. We can't just spend. I get standing behind your favorite politician and hugging them all the way to flip in the voting day. But right now, this is happening at our border. And if families got together and said, let's take turns supporting each other while two at a time head down to our border and protect our country. Ultimately, I want this border, and I agree with Lewis Arthur, who says this himself, we're going to take the border from the government, and we're going to take it over, and we're going to be Border Patrol, and we're going to handle our country. And there are people that can't make it down here, but they're happy to support somebody who can. They're happy to donate and help out with gas cards or whatever to make sure that we're making it down here. And you know what? Living in a tent ain't half bad. I'm surviving it. And you know what? I got pressure every day. I hate the situation I'm in, but I'm not dealing with city crap, not dealing with my rent getting raised $300 a month every other year and whatever's going on. So there's lots of space down here. And we've got properties. And to get these kids out of trafficking and have people available to help these kids out, even prayer warriors who want to come down and anoint these holes with oil and anything we're doing, because this is about God. This is about God getting
– right.
It's about putting them back where he belongs. Kick them out.
Right. As soon as I can, it might be a week or two, but as soon as I can, I will be sending you some medical supplies down there too, like I told you. And everything, so that would be going down your way as well, and stuff. But you know, because I know you need some of that as well, and everything.
Awesome.
But
thank you.
But it's you're welcome. But it's you know this is heartbreaking. You know, what's going on and everything. But look what's happening around the globe right now. This is a global war. We're having a global war right now with the government. Everybody is, you know, and everything.
We are.
But right now the government's in a panic. You know, it's like we were saying before the show, you know, Biden administration is the one poking the bear, which is Russia, trying to get them to start a war with the UK. China's wanting to jump in, you know, and everything. But our main focus is we need to keep an eye on Israel right now, too. I think that's why they're trying to take our focus off is Israel, because I think they're going to try to sneak into the border of Israel there. I think that's what's really going to happen. You know, if this goes, we've been saying this for several months now, and as it was playing out, because Iran is starting to jump in. What was it you said about Iran, Virgil? Was it you or Russell? You know, they're the ones to watch out for.
Well, yeah, they're the ones to watch out for. I mean, it's these people are unspooled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you come to Islam, these people are unspooled. I don't care, you know, what these clerics say, you know, we're a religion of peace and everything. Bullshit. They're unspooled people. They are just totally unspooled. And if they feel that they're going to take on Israel, well, they got to fight. They got to fight on their hands. I mean, this is a country that kicked 13 other Islamic countries' ass in 6 days, in the Six-Day War. I mean, they took on some hell. They were outmanned, outgunned, using outdated equipment, and they just literally tore their asses up. Mm-hmm. Israelis are not going to submit again. Israelis do not forget what happened. They are not mm-hmm. going to forget what happened in Europe in the mm-hmm. 30s and 40s.
You know, I'm going to say this about Israel, because I do look to Israel, and what the biggest reason I look to Israel is because God made promises, and he wrapped those promises around Israel, and to the date, everything that God promised about Israel has happened, proven to us that ultimately his hand is upon all of this. And when I get frustrated, I just look to him, and I know he's got it, that his hands are on it. You know, he doesn't hold mm-hmm. anything back. He shares his truth right through his word. And to the day, according to Daniel and books of the prophets that were written over 2,000 years ago, everything has happened perfectly like God has said. And that's him letting us mm-hmm. know, I got it, kids. But he still needs us to mm-hmm. trust in him, and he needs us to have the faith to walk out where he calls us to, especially in these days and age. And the biggest, mm-hmm. most important thing of all is these children. Our kids are being attacked mm-hmm. from all areas. So wherever we're involved, because the trafficking's in our country, but it's happening extensively at our border because we've left holes in the wall, because our border's not mm-hmm. built and it's not safe. When mm-hmm. these kids are brought in by the cartel and used and abused, and then used and abused by the coyotes before they dump them on this side of the wall, and then brought in by the government and used and abused by the government on the way to their pedophiles and tormented and killed. And I mean, in the extent of, this isn't one or two kids. And the fact that one or two kids is too much. It's lots of babies, continuous flow mm-hmm. of babies. And when we're standing in the way, the other night it was, you know, when they're fighting against us the other night, and they don't fight against us wholeheartedly. I guess they can shoot us through the freaking wall. They like it dark over here because they make a lot of money where we're at, because it's nice. They keep tearing down our motion lights, keeping it black as night so they can run their trafficking. We caused a problem, and I want to see, this is where I'm at. I want to see this wall shut down here, and I want to see these two cartels bow down and leave. And I don't think I'm going to do that in my own strength, not for a minute. And I don't think any volunteer is going to do it in their own strength. You got to repent of all you are, and you got to allow God to be the best he can be through you so he can work through you. I mean, look at your Old Testament. Look at David's fighting when you go before God and say, God, how do you want me to fight this battle? And God would tell him, and he'd go about it the way God said. It didn't make sense. Judges, you know. They were beating down the enemy by singing from the trees. God says, do it this way. Jericho, march around, and it's a seventh-day shout. When we listen to God, he gives us the ability to do what he wants to do, but he gets glorified because he's the one that's doing it. We can't. We've taken it too far. When people say it's overrun, there's no hope, they're right. It is overrun. There is no hope. But with God, mm-hmm. it don't matter. One little kid can take down a big old giant, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Any of us. God's given me the strength mm-hmm. to stand for weeks down here by myself. And the cartel running kids around me, it was frustrating. But God said, daughter, just stand firm. I know my father's voice. It doesn't have to make mm-hmm. sense to me. I don't even need to see anything come out of it. I just need to know I'm where he needs me to be, because this cannot happen anymore. These children cannot be sacrificed and abused like they are anymore. This has to stop, and whatever that takes. And there are people out there that want to come down, and they know to come down. My first time coming down, I had to hitch rides. I was fought on all sides, but I got mm-hmm. down here. There are people mm-hmm. that know this bugging them, and they're tired of this, and they want to come down. So I'm saying to them, get a hold of me. I will give you all the coordinates you need. I will answer any question you have, and come on down here and let's fight this. I think with God and Abraham and trusting in him and being his children and standing firm where he says, I know this mm-hmm. is going to stop. I know this is going to stop, and it's going to be a miracle, and it's going to be God's miracle, and it's going to be him, and he will be glorified. And that's what it's about, and this
right.
is how we get our country back.
Well, that's like you said, it's good versus evil, you know, and everything. But, you know, good always prevails over evil. But there's always bloodshed with that, too, you know. But we got just a few minutes left on the show, and I want to say thank you for coming back on and giving us some updates. I'm hoping Johnson comes on tomorrow. I know he's been awfully busy. He's on the road right now and everything. So is there anything you'd like to give out to so people that like to donate and help out?
Gas cards are great. That helps volunteers to get down here. Lots of supplies in Spanish. These kids, we give them Bibles. We write numbers in them. So info.vop@protonmail.com. Hit that up. Anything that you're interested in, they'll give out my phone number on there. If you're interested in any kind of donations, whatever, you can get a hold of me, and you can find out what kind of donations are needed down here for the children, for the volunteers, so we can keep fighting. If you're not able to fight, we get that. You got lives, you got jobs, you got kids to raise. But if you want to help, we accept things from Amazon, whatever. Normally not cash donations, just gift cards help out. And info.vop@protonmail.com will give you the address. That's like for protein and water and needs at our camps to make sure everybody's taken care of so we can do the best job we can do. I need a Spanish translators who want to offer their intel. I can call them if I get kids coming through. I'm terrible at Spanish, so anything you can do helps.
Right. I know my ex-mother-in-law is telling the same thing because, my wife was, when I met her up in Tijuana and everything, and I was learning Spanish and everything, and she goes, "Son, your Spanish sucks, but at least you try." So,
amen.
Yeah. But I tell you
all the Spanish I know is adios, motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Well, the slangs are different, especially up there in Juarez. Up there, and I was down there because I got family down there and everything. And I was up there one year years ago around Christmas time. We had our truck sold, so me and my uncle we were stuck down there for about 2 months looking for our truck. And these two ladies walked up and was asking me what time it was, and I don't know. I said what it was and everything. But I ended up getting my face slapped. So the slangs are, I learned the slangs a little different down there. So, but anyhow, we're going to go ahead and close the show off and be back here tomorrow night. And I will broadcast this live again on Spreaker and everything. So, but I don't know. I mean, I just wish everybody in the United States would just pull together like the rest of the world is and everything and do what needs to be done. I mean, times, just like Johnson says, too, you know, that we're at the point of no return and everything. So it's either do or don't, you know. So you got anything you want to say, Virgil, before we close off?
Yeah, the best thing for her to do in America, she wants to get a bunch of people together, get Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Rihanna and Eminem to hold a concert down there where she's at, and they'll get as many people as the Super Bowl. That's about the only way you're gonna do it.
Right. But anyway, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to close the show. And hello, bring it in, boy. If I pronounced your name right, just in the chat room, they just logged in where we're just getting ready to log off. But anyhow, you know, we'll just be back here tomorrow night and see what happens and everything. So we're going to close the show now, and I'll see you all on Monday night or tomorrow night. And you be careful, Butterfly. I'll contact you here in a little bit.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Good night, everybody.
Be careful
out there. Good night, Chester, wherever you are.
Be careful out there, Virgil.
All righty.
Join us Monday, Tuesday, Thursday at 7 to 9 Mountain Central Time. Follow us on YouTube. Spotify, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and all podcast platforms. Let's go, Brandon.